Watch, hundreds cheer for Chicago cop leaving hospital after being paralyzed in off-duty shooting. By Ethan Lettman on July 16, 2022. Hundreds gathered outside Christ Medical Center on Friday to cheer Chicago police officer Danny Golden, 31, who was released from the hospital after being paralyzed in an off-duty shooting. Family, friends, hospital staff, and community members saluted Golden, a U.S. Army veteran, as he was wheeled out on a stretcher while bagpipes played in the background. Watch. Golden was injured early in the morning of July 9 after attempting to break up a fight at Rhino Bar and Grill at 10330 Southwestern Avenue in the Beverly neighborhood of Chicago. The off-duty officer was trying to keep the brawlers apart when someone pulled out a gun and shot 19 rounds, with one of them hitting Golden in the back, Assistant State's Attorney James Murphy said in court, according to the Chicago Sun-Times. The bullet struck Golden dead center in the back, going through his spine and lung and lodging close to his heart, according to Murphy. He may be permanently paralyzed from the mid-abdomen down. Three suspects were later arrested separately, and all now face felony charges of aggravated battery with a firearm. Bryant Hayes, 22, allegedly fired the weapon that struck Golden and was also charged with attempted murder. Justin Chrismantis, also 22, allegedly handed the gun to Hayes and faces the same charges, the Sun-Times reported. A third man, Demetrius Harrell, 28, is charged with taking the gun from Hayes and firing it down the street toward Golden and others. Golden is now determined to recover from his injuries as he enters rehabilitation to work with physical therapists, CBS Chicago reports. If he can do 4 years in the frozen tundra up in Alaska in the Army, he can get through this, he can do this, his father, Patrick Golden, a retired Chicago police detective, said, per CBS Chicago. He is Army strong. He can do this. His father also thanked the doctors at Christ Medical Center for saving his son's life, as he did not think he was going to make it. Christ Hospital has been unbelievable. They saved his life. When I saw him the other morning, I thought he was going to die in front of me. He was going into shock. Christ Hospital brought him back. They saved him. Hats off to Christ Hospital. I can't say enough, his father said. A GoFundMe has been set up for Golden, and it has already surpassed $1.2 million in funds raised. He's looking forward to getting into his rehabilitation facility. The family is overwhelmed by your support, his family wrote in an update on the GoFundMe page. You can follow Ethan Lettman on Twitter at @EthanLettman.